was his greatest achievement. After the demise of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, we find the Riddah started taking place. Some people started leaving the fold of Islam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala stood as a pillar of strength. Some people started making ta'wil and false interpretation. They said, we will pay our zakat, but we will not pay it to the central authority. Because Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِيَا. Allah Ta'ala addressed Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. So now Nabi alayhi salatu salam had passed on, and the demise of the master alayhi salatu salam took place. So we will not pay the zakat to you. The central authority will give it ourselves. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, من فرق بين الصلاة والزكاة, you start making your own differences, then I will wage war with you. وَاللَّهِ لَوْ مَنَهُونِ إِقَالَ, you don't pay me one rope, you don't give, not for myself, for the Baytul Mal, then we will wage the war. That is why Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu used to say, Ya Aba Bakri, your one night you spent in Ghari Thawr, and how you stood firm against the Murtaddeen and people who left Islam or on the verge of leaving Islam. Give me that one day and one night, and I, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, am prepared to give you everything of mine. Imagine, this was the rank, the status, when Sahaba, brothers, what can we say? There's so many things. There are ulama present here. Our mother Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, when the Tabi'een used to narrate Sa'id bin Musayyib and them rahimahullah, they used to say our mother Aisha Siddiqa reported this hadith, As-Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. Mustafa alayhi salam goes up for the heavens, Makkah Mukarrama, Majlul Aqsa, Mi'raj, Isra, Mi'raj, comes back. Who is the first person to believe from the bottom of his heart, Ya Rasulallah, if you said so, I believe you, no reservation. فَسَمَّاهُ صِدِّيقًا. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam calls him Siddiq. So Shaykh Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi wrote, O Ummat al-Muslimah, O Ulama, we live in a day and age, الرِّدَّةُ وَلَا أَبَا بُكْرٍ لَهَا. We live in a time when so much irtidad is taking place. People are living the fall of Islam, but there is no Abu Bakr to combat it. Think properly, brothers. Let's go on. He rules the Ummah for plus minus 2.25 years. Thereafter, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh was appointed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh. He will be the personality to rule this Ummah after me. Remember, this also is permissible in Islam, that when you have full confidence in that person, if you look at the manaqib, the virtues, the merits, just one, two I can mention this, now there's no time to go into detail, or three we make it. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen, is that personality, sab aaye Umar ko bulaya gaya. Understand this, brothers, sisters. Sayyidina Abu Bakr came, Sayyidina Khadija came, Sayyidina Ali came, Sayyidina Bilal came. Umar didn't come, Umar was asked to come. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam goes to the Baytullah, the Kiswa, the Ghilaf, Nabi alayhi salatu salam holds, makes dua, Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Oh Allah, bring Umar here or bring Amr here. Amr bin Hisham is the proper name of Abu Jahl. Bring Umar on our side, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, or Amr bin Hisham. The dua got accepted for who? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh. Second one, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anh is that personality jo Umar ne farmaya farsh par Allah ne arsh se beja. What Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said on the land in sand, Ya Rasulallah, we're making tawaf. Mustafa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Umar are making tawaf. Ya Rasulallah, let us read salat behind Maqam Ibrahim. Mustafa alayhi salam, no, we have to wait. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, what Umar said, radiallahu anhu, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّىٰ. make maqam Ibrahim the Muslim. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu told Azwaj Mutahharat, the wives and the consorts of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, you must go into hijab. You are our mothers. We must not be able to see you. They were actually a little bit upset with Sayyidina Umar. Why you want to say all this? Almighty Allah revealed Surah 33 verse 59. Ya ayyuha an-nabi قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ. O Mustafa alayhi salam, tell your wives, their consorts, tell your beloved daughters, me and you, the Muslim men, tell our women, they must draw close to themselves the jilbab. Umar radiallahu anhu bulaya gaya, he was invited to come. But Sayyidina Umar said, ye on the arsh, Allah said from the arsh. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that personality. If you go into his manaqib and so forth, we can never ever finish it. So I'll just mention one more. What did Nabi alayhi salam speak about his intellect and intelligence? Lokana Nabi yum ba'di lakana Umar. Hypothetically, for argument's sake, if there was a Nabi, in Nubuwwat there is no election, there is selection. But if it was based on election, based on intelligence, then Sayyidina Umar should have been the Nabi after me. Who can have all these virtues and merits but? That is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He's performing Fajr Salat, you know Fajr Salat is very dark still. This morning it happened to me. That is those times. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala passed away in the year 23 Hijrah. We in 1432 Hijrah. More than 1400 years ago. So what did... I told my brother-in-law, my sister, I slept in Durban, Spingo Beach. And I told them that, you know, I can't wait for 6 o'clock. I'm so tired. If I'm sitting also today. MashaAllah, our Darul Arkam Ulama, they're making Ada and Qaza, you know, sister. After Zohar, after Asr, after Maghrib, every Salat, some program, mashallah. So, yes, say, what time Fajr Salat in Talimuddin? He say, half past 5. In main masjid, 6 o'clock. Very good. I say, we go Talimuddin. So, I read my sunnahs already at home. So, my brother-in-law had to read. So, he told me, you see the door there? Just go through the door and another door, then you will find. So, I went through that door and that door. Then I saw the steps. Now, I didn't know you must go through the third door. So I went to the steps, I landed upstairs. I said, where I came out, the people are reading Salat downstairs and I'm going upstairs. I realized I took the wrong one and all the same thing. Now it's dark, you know, there's no lights there and all that. So now Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is performing Fajr Salat. Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi came and he took his dagger and he stabbed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu comes, he makes istikhlaf, he continues the salat. Go read Bukhari Sharif, brothers and sisters. Who is Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu? He did not pass away immediately. Babu wafati Umar. And if you don't cry, then something wrong with us. The Ummah came to bid farewell to this general of Islam, this Amirul Mu'mineen. The men came, the women came with hijab. The children came, and then Umar radiallahu anhu left this world as a martyr. And he made the dua, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma zukni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. O Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. And O Allah, let me pass away in the city of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. Today he is buried. And look at the ihtiyat, the precaution. He told his son Abdullah, after my death, you go back to Ma Aisha Siddiqa and ask her if she's happy. Then only must they bury me there, next to Mustafa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Bakr. I asked her, she agreed, but maybe she said yes because of Amirul Mu'mineen. You go and ask her, after my demise and death, then I'm no more Amirul Mu'mineen, if she has not changed her mind. This is Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. 10 years golden rule. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. How did he become Amirul Mu'mineen? A shura was made of 6 people. These were the Ashara Mubashara, those who were left. Some had passed away. Sayyidina Abu Bakr passed away. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu passed away. And Abdullah bin Umar could also be there, part of the Shura, but he could not be made Amirul Mu'mineen. Look at the insight and foresight of Sayyidina Umar. My son can be part of the Shura, but he cannot be elected as the ruler. We don't want that we have a, you know, monarchy system. We don't want those types that automatically now after father, son and all this. That we will discuss it just now. Thereafter, in 3 days' time, it was chosen Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, the Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu an was made the Amir of that Shura. And he said, I don't want to be. There were only two candidates left. One was Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, one was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. So anyway, majority said, we'll take Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an is made the Khalif. Who is Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an? From time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right to Habibuna wa Shafiuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no person in the world has one distinction which Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu has. He married two daughters of one Nabi, one after the other. First Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, and thereafter Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, where the Imam stands today, we all, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala take us again and again to the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara and Masjidul Aqsa. Where the Imam stands today in Masjid Nabawi, that you call Mihrab Usmani. That whole front portion, the first 5-6 serfs, all the extension were done by Sayyidina Usman radiallahu. He never went for collection, his personal money. The Jews, you know, they used to charge exorbitant amount for the people to get water. Water is a scarce commodity. Sayyidina Usman said, I will buy the well, I make it waqaf to the Muslims. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu extended the masjid, arranged the water, and we find that in the battle, so what he did? He so many battles, he sponsored everything. Ma dharra Uthman, ma amila ba'd al-yawm. No harm to Sayyidina Usman after today. So these are the virtues of Dhun Nurayn, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu. Who was responsible for the martyrdom of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu? The same people we are discussing. Abdullah bin Sabah al-Yahudi, he becomes a Muslim superficially. He brings about agitation. The Sayyidina Usman is doing this. The Sayyidina Usman is doing this. The Sayyidina Ali is a better person. And he is more entitled. So to make fitna and create fitna is very easy. Ulama, make mental notes of this. Today sometime we get caught up with propaganda. Ka'ab bin Malik, listen to the golden sentence he said. Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu an said, Ya Ansar, O you the Ansar, Kunu marratayni Ansar Allah. Sayyidina Usman's house is surrounded. And now the people, the Rawafis, all of them want to come and kill and murder Sayyidina Usman. Ka'ab bin Malik addresses the Ansar, the people of Medina. We helped Mustafa alayhi salatu salam at that time. Now we have to help Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. Kunu Ansar Allah marratayn. Become the second time Ansar of Almighty Allah. Help the Khalif. Azwaj Mutahharat came. They said, O Sayyidina Usman, you must take the help of the people. Sayyidina Usman refused. Why? He had the army. He could have used him. He's Amirul Mu'mineen. He said, I don't want to be the first person to unsheathe the sword and then the blood will flow. And flow where? In Madinah Munawwara. I don't want that. Let me rather become shaheed. Let me give my life rather. But I will not allow that. The zulm on Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, the Masjid Nabawi, he extended. The water he arranged. But he was not allowed in the last week or so of his life to go and perform Salat in Masjid Nabawi. He was not allowed to use the water which he had bought for the people of Madinah Munawwara. He opens the Quran Kareem. His wife's name, Naila. Say, today Allah forbid, what stories people make. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu did his best. He sent Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, you go and stand outside the house of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Amirul Mu'minin, and see no harm comes to him. But the Rawafis, the enemies entered, they hit all, beat the Sahabas up who were there, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein.